Welcome to Radio Sports Page. We're talking today with Norwalk senior Maddox Borcherding Johnson. And Maddox has been a busy guy of late. On December 21st, he signed his national letter of intent to play football at the University of Iowa. And he's also 14-0 on the wrestling mat right now, ranked number one in Class 3A at heavyweight. Maddox, thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
Well, we'll talk about football first. You committed to Iowa prior, I think it was prior to your junior year. What was the feeling like to kind of finally put the pen to the paper and sign with the Hawkeyes?
It was just a great feeling, just lots of days going to the city and watching them play and getting to know the coaches. It was just an amazing feeling to know that I'm officially a Hawk.
Yeah, it's a long recruiting process. You know, you initially make your commitment and it doesn't stop there. You know, people are still trying to pull you away, but what was the kind of the reasons, your main reasons for choosing Iowa to begin with and for sticking with them all the way through?
I really love Kelvin Bell. He's just a great guy. He's a defensive line coach. I really bonded with him over the course of my recruitment and stuff, and all the coaches are great too. It's just, it feels like one big family when you're there, and that's why I've decided to stick out with them. A whole bunch of great guys.
And, of course, the Hawks had a good day New Year's Eve in the Music City Bowl, beating Kentucky 21-0. How much do you enjoy watching that one, especially as a defensive player?
It was a great game to watch. I thought Dante Craig really did great. He was a really big factor in that game. I thought he did amazing. Watching Cooper DeJean and Xavier play was also great. Just seeing how those are such young guys playing such great balls just kind of shows how great their program is at developing players.
Now, you've been a defensive lineman at Norwalk, usually the interior of the defensive line. The coaches at Iowa plan to keep you on that side of the ball to start with initially?
Yeah.
I know they've moved some guys across the way in the past, but assuming defensive tack will be your spot there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess, what are your goals that first year in Iowa City? What do you want to get done? Have they talked to you about, you know, your possibilities for playing time, if you'd redshirt, that kind of thing?
My goal is just to go there and adapt. I really want to make sure I get comfortable being in college, making sure that I'm on top of my grades in my first year there while being on time to things and just working my butt off to see how much I can grow just my first year getting comfortable there. And then probably after the summer camp and stuff like that, we'll start seeing what it's like for playing time for me.
Education-wise, do you have a major in mind, or you just kind of take care of some of your core stuff first and then play it by ear?
Right now, I'm probably leaning towards business. I'll probably see myself there, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay, and then we'll switch gears here and talk about some wrestling. You've had a great start to the season, 14-0. You beat number one ranked Jake Walker of Waverly Shell Rock there, I think, in a tournament at Johnston. You're ranked number one now in 3A. What's been key for you so far this year?
The intensity of my practices are just on a whole new level this year. I got a new coach, Alex Burkle. He's been coming in, taking time out of his days to wrestle with me, and it's been really paying off. I feel like a whole new wrestler from this year, from last year.
Okay, has it been some new techniques that he's brought to you as well, or just more intensity?
He's taught me a lot of new techniques, lots of things that helped him succeed in the wrestling in college at heavyweight, and then also just the intensity, just hand fighting with someone so tough and strong every day. It's just really made me a stronger wrestler.
Now, you had that 5-2 win over Walker. What was that match like, and just how important was that for your confidence getting that win?
He was a real strong kid, tough wrestler, super experienced, and it was just great to get the win under my belt, but all I know is that the job's not finished, and it just kind of made me more hungry. Now I just want to build on the lead or find a way to take him down and stuff like that, just make it more of a dominant match for me in this upcoming end of the season.
Compared to a year ago at this time, I guess, do you feel like you've improved in a lot of ways out there? I mean, have you gotten better on the down position or on your feet, or have there certain areas that you've really improved in?
I'm a way more dominant hand fighter, and I'm learning how to set up into my ties. I know that my previous years, I'm just kind of pushed straight into you and try to overpower you, but now I'm trying to develop that technique I can use to help me win those tough matches when it's overtime or something like that, so that I don't have these close ultimate tiebreaker matches and I can just win, you know?
Right. It was you ended up placing third last year at state on an ultimate tiebreaker. I've talked to your coach. He says you're pretty motivated guy to get out there this year and go all the way and bring home that state title. Just kind of talk about what you want to get done here over these next couple of months.
These next couple of months, I just want to continue to put myself in my peak condition. So then when state rolls around, I am ready to go, just to go take that title.
All right. Well, that's been Maddox Borcherding Johnson of Norwalk, the senior at Norwalk High School, going to the University of Iowa for football and having a great season out there on the wrestling mat. Thanks for joining us, Maddox, and good luck here the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.